Readings today are from Luke. The glory and the foundation of the Christian message is a historical resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Lord conquers the grave as he has promised and appears on numerous occasions to his disciples before his ascension to the Father. In today's reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 27. And now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And when talking with each other all about the things that had happened, while they were walking and discussing, Jesus himself came near them and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you're walking along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Clopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know all things that have happened and have taken place in the last few days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel. Yes, and besides this, it is now the third day since all these things have taken place. Moreover, some women of our group astonished us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they indeed had seen a vision of angels who had said he is alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found out that what the women had said was correct, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish are you, and how slow to heart to believe in all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary for the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he had interpreted to them all the things about himself in all the scriptures." This is the word of our Lord.